Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
What time it is? Well, folks, welcome to the Sip and Chew Show with Mike and Stu. I'm Mike, that's Stu, there's Charlie, and we got a guest in here. We'll tell you in a minute.
Hey, if you're not on your phone, you're not American.
That's it. And our guest we got, I can't tell you, but he's related to the guy that was here last week.
Kind of favors him, too.
Thank you. Thank you for handling everything last week, Stu.
Thank you.
When I was out waiting on my belly to heal from all the holes I got in it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Your plumbing.
Yeah, my plumbing. So I feel for you.
You're talking about getting two staples. Not two. Man, when they took mine out, it was a day of taking staples out.
I bet.
It was 30-something?
I had something a little different than
man.
You.
Yeah.
You were, I did think about you.
Mine wasn't the hernia surgery for that one.
Yeah, I did think of you, though, because I was hurting so doggone bad, and maybe want to go to Spring Hill Hospital and get an
omelet.
Egg omelet.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
That may be the best breakfast in Mobile.
What a beautiful day.
Except
today.
For Bob's Downtown Diner.
There you go. Yeah. Had there right there this morning. Anyway, what a gorgeous day outside.
How are y'all liking this cooler weather?
It's super. This is my kind of weather right here. When I leave here, I'm going to go walk around my neighborhood and take my camera and take some pictures. And I need to start walking more anyway. I walked some yesterday till I got tired and went home and went to bed.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get my energy back up.
Muscle atrophy is no joke, is it?
Mm-mm.
And it happens quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, just 3 days of being totally bedridden for 3 days, and you probably can't get out of the bed again.
It's hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't realize until, you know, how much you depend on your stomach muscles for anything. Just getting out of the bed.
Everything.
And, Lord, that first week just was killing me. And I finally figured out a way. It was easier to get up off the floor than it was to get out of bed, so I just roll out of the bed onto the floor.
Well, you got your – okay. You get your knees up, and you roll onto one side, and then you use your arms to push up. Yeah, I did a lot of that.
My shoulder's killing me because that's probably the next thing I'm going to have done is shoulder surgery.
Haven't saw that off.
It's probably something injected in my shoulders to take some of the pain out or just old.
Shoot you a little lubricant in there?
Yeah.
A little WD-40
there
get things
go.
Going.
So how did you get food during your recovery time?
It was hard. I stayed with Becky, my ex-wife, who took care of me during the COVID period. I stayed with her a few days and then...
So you didn't try to cook?
No, I hadn't had an appetite. I hadn't had an appetite. I've been eating like once a day, and that's been fine. I'm still full. I ate at Bob's Downtown Diner today. You had shrimp and grits. I haven't eaten.
Is that at the corner of Fat and Happy?
It certainly is.
Okay.
North
Peace,
Fat
Love,
and Happy.
Bacon Grease. But, man, they were packed.
The weather's nice.
But, see, I used to go there. I was one of the early guys, you know, when they first opened. I used to sit out there drinking mimosas on Sundays and after the show, you know. And
say, please name a breakfast after me.
No, I don't do that.
No, you spend enough money there, they just name something after you.
What happened was he was experimenting with a ribeye, and I happened to be sitting in there, and we were already friends and all that, and he I hadn't even ordered my food yet, and he said, here.
Test this.
I was a tester.
A testerizer.
A human tester. And it was so good. It really was. Mm-hmm. And I looked at that this morning, as a matter of fact.
So is your name actually on the menu?
And I ordered,
It says Bailey's Breakfast.
Well, he's got different food items named after customers.
Uh-huh.
Like Julie's breakfast. I saw Julie there this morning. Sometimes I usually get her breakfast.
Yeah. Charlie's White Zinfandel.
And rocks.
Hey, tell Mike about the White Zin you had last week that wasn't Sutter Home that you really enjoyed.
Lord.
Oh, Canyon Road.
Oh, yeah.
And that was on a cruise ship. But I thought my life had been ruined the day before.
Canyon Road.
How?
Well, because I was at the Neon Piano Bar waiting for the pianist to show up. And I thought, well, this would be cool. Bring me a glass of White Zinfandel. And she asked me twice what it was. She leaves, comes back a few minutes later, says, we don't have any. And she said, but wait a minute. And she leaves again, comes back. No, we really don't have any. And I'm thinking, well, there goes my cruise. You know, my life was rolling in front of my eyes. And the next night at supper, I asked for a wine list. And way down at the very bottom, right next to the fold, Canyon Road White Zinfandel. So, I had a rosé. I had a rosé the first night. And
well,
it
see,
really
rosé is great.
White Zinfandel is a rosé.
It is.
It's just, it's a lot more broad palate appeal.
Absolutely.
More people can enjoy it.
Doesn't have the sugar sigil that White Zinfandel does. But you know who Charlie reminds me of? I love to watch Frasier and Frasier's dad on there, Martin. that's who Charlie reminds me of is Martin.
That's not so bad. He's right most of the time.
Yeah. One of the best dads in TV history.
All he needs is Eddie up here.
That's I bring Luke in. Charlie, are you wearing your Key West hat to honor all the folks down in Florida that just had a pretty bad week?
Yeah, well, they didn't. It wasn't that bad at Key West. Mm-mm. But that was an interesting visit. It was my first time there.
I've always been afraid that I'd be one of those people that visited Key West and never went back.
You would?
I don't know. There's some really fine bars and Sloppy Joe's hamburger joint in different places. But we went to Hemingway's house.
Saturday, did you see his cats?
I got pictures of several, but one of them had his paw out with the six toes on it like he was posing. But there were cats everywhere at his house.
My brother just moved to Orlando last Saturday, and his first day at his new
Talk
job
about
was
great
Monday.
Timing.
Yeah, his first day was Monday at his new job in Orlando. And I have two nephews that work for Disney World.
Yeah.
So they all had to go to work after the storm and
clean up the mess.
Well, wanted Disney World open within 4 days. So
I have a friend who's a photographer at Disney, and he said his 2 days off were the same 2 days that they closed. So he didn't get a break at all.
He still got off.
he would have anyhow.
Yeah
but you got to feel, you know.
That's a waste of a perfectly good hurricane.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it was like Hurricane Michael over in Panama City. It was, the destruction is total in some places.
Yeah. Well, it was more of a rain event by the time I got to Orlando. When it was down to a Category 1, but
kinda,
the rain was...
It kind of stayed south of Orlando a little bit. The heavy...
Yeah, the winds were the Tampa
terrible.
Side. The Gulf side got the winds.
Yeah.
And then the Atlantic side got the rain.
Mm-hmm. Well, the season's not over till November 30th, so pay attention.
Yeah. Oh, I was ready last week. I went and bought two new gas cans.
Mm-hmm.
I still hadn't taken the new generator out of the box, but I haven't needed
Hold
to.
Hold on to it.
Yeah. I asked a friend. I said, I suppose I need motor oil for that? And he goes, well, when you take it out of the box, it'll tell you.
Yeah.
And basically, he was saying Google it.
Or, go to YouTube. Go to YouTube.
Yeah.
That's what I need to do with mine. I need to empty my tank, change the oil, plug, get a tune-up on it probably. So, but it hadn't had any use for it.
Right. The time to do it is now, just like me getting mine cranked up the first time. Folks, we're up against a break.
Already?
Yeah. Mike, what should they do?
They should text us or call us at 251-343-0106 is the Callahan's texting social line. Texting
whatever,
line.
Whatever it's going to be. It's going to be some different.
Hey, look, I've had anesthesia, okay? Give me a break.
You still on it?
For about a year. Seriously, it'll affect his memory for a year.
Tried to amend my carnivorous habits. Made it nearly 7 or 8. Losing weight without speed eating sunflower seeds. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do? Good night, everybody.
Alrighty. I love that show. I watch it every Monday through Friday night. Everybody thinks I'm out partying. I'm not. I'm at home watching Frasier.
Oh, yeah.
Old reruns. But we want to thank our sponsors who helped make this place possible, this show possible. At Bob's Downtown Diner on the corner of Fat and Happy. I was there today getting fat and happy. And also we want to thank Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar over in. I'm gonna tell you what, they've had some really good music going through there lately. You know, just some. I'm looking at everybody. I'm just great music there. They're in downtown Daphne. Also, we want to thank our friends over there at Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats up there in Chickensaw. And and you know, they're red hots. If you just cook down some of the cabbage and bacon, then put some of those red hots in there. Woo! Stuff is good. And then I want to thank, and we have part of them here, is Alabama Coasting Magazine. And we got Danny here from that. And also, but of course, we certainly don't want to forget Roy over there at Butch Cassidy's. And
Mayor Roy.
And we're going to talk to Dan. Like I said, we got Danny here from Alabama Coasting Magazine. But we're going to do some birthdays real quick. And we got, how do you say that?
Ian,
I know that. But
oh,
Wellerman. And what does Ian Wellerman do?
He owns Roma Cafe.
Oh, really? Roma Cafe. Wonderful. Oh, God, yeah. And they just got their wine license recently.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well,
awesome.
That'll complete the menu.
That was needed there. Not that the food wouldn't draw you along, but, you know, that's just a plus.
Yeah, do they still make their sauces from scratch?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Probably.
Oh, yeah. Because you can tell the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And we want to say happy birthday to Bobby Langford, too. I just started talking to Bobby 2 weeks ago. Met him at the River Shack. And he owns Bama Bob's Barbecue.
Very good.
Super guy. I just hadn't been by there to try his barbecue yet. And yeah. I need to do it. But today's his birthday, too. And a couple dates to note is today is National Scallop Day, Fried Scallop Day. Love scallops. That's my favorite seafood, scallops. And my favorite candy, of course, Smarties. Today is National Smarties Day. That's like Charlie. He's a Smartie.
What is a Smartie?
It's a little, like, chocolatey little round things, but like that bit are sweet.
Yeah.
I'll show you a picture in a minute.
Well, better yet, bring a box of them in here next week.
So, anywho.
Can't eat a picture.
But anyway, let's go. There's some other things going on, but we'll get to those later because we're going to kind of segue from Danny here into this other thing with the grilled cheese meltdown going on Thursday. But, Danny, welcome to the show. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Glad to be here.
Good.
I had to put up my brother David last weekend, but
I did.
In your absence, that's right. But So I decided I'd come in and talk a little bit about Latin Festival, Mobile Latin Festival.
All right.
So one of the things that we've done. One of the things we've really done this year is we've really focused on expanding the food lineup because I know, you know, this is a food show, so we want to talk about food. We actually have 12 different vendors that are going to be there representing a real cross-section of Latin culture. And, you know, the thing is when particularly us gringos and stuff, when we think Latin food, we think Mexican. Well, there is going to be some Mexican stuff there, but not really the traditional stuff. We're going to have, you know, we got some frozen treats going to be there. Frio guy's going to be there using some of the fruits out of Mexico. But we've got Chilean food, we've got Venezuelan food, we've got some from Honduras going to be there. So we've got a real broad cross-section of food that's going to be there. And some of the traditional food from, like, Chile, the Chilean artesian recipes are going to be there, both with empanadas, which they'll use. What they use is the it's called a pino, which is the Chilean name for that region. That's a combination of spices and onions and cumin and oregano, and then they add whatever protein it is. That forms
right.
The empanadas that are part of that. We're really proud of the vendors that are there. They're also going to have and I'm looking at all this stuff because I'm looking forward to tasting it. They got the Chilean cookies, which is kind of have the dulce de leche. I don't care how you say that.
Dulce de leche.
Yeah, filling. I knew Stu would know how to say it. just some really cool desserts and stuff. And what we're really trying to do with Latin Fest is a couple of things. We want to obviously celebrate the culture because we have such a diverse
right.
culture.
Mm-hmm.
But we also want to take the opportunity to introduce this wide variety of food to the Mobile community. So it's really that's really what we're focusing on. Along with dancing and music and everything else that's going to be a part of that. So it's going to be a great time. You know, I will also say that we do have our traditional gringo food represented. We've got one of the guys that has several of the Hungry Howards is from Mexico, so he's at. We're actually going to have Hungry Howards down there as well. So we'll have some what we would call gringo food, which is kind of how Dave and I were involved. Alabama Coast, we're the gringo representative to the Hispanic American. Gulf Business Association of the Gulf Coast.
I was in France at a Vin Expo, and it's like a 5-day event of nothing but wine. It's like a mile and a half wine tables, you know. And they had tents they had a Texas steakhouse from,
yeah.
You know, they brought in food that Americans were used to, you know, because not everybody's going to eat escargot and foie gras and all that. I did, but, you know, you know, steak at home.
So one of the issues we had last year is the food was so popular that there was actually lines, but people stayed in line to get the food. So we're really focused.
Well, isn't that the focus?
Well, yeah, but I mean that, but they were a lot. I mean, there's a lot of music and party and all that as well. But that's why we've made an extra effort to expand the selection and hopefully to have it, people get able to get food easier. There's going to be plenty of desserts. There'll be traditional Venezuelan desserts. They're going to be there as well. So it's going to be a nice selection of folks. So it should be fun.
Yeah.
And the date, it's October 14th.
Okay, Friday night.
Yeah.
Art Walk night.
It is. The city's been a partner with us in it, so it's in collaboration with the city.
Are they going to be doing the flamingo dancing out in the park? Seems to me one year they did that.
I don't know about any flamingo dancing, but there will be traditional some dancing, salsa dancing, and some other stuff as a part of the music.
I told you when you got here earlier that about going down there about an experience. We were there at one of the wineries, and they didn't start eating until almost midnight. But about 10 o'clock, they were giving us tango lessons at this winery. And it was cool. You know, it was really cool. We didn't leave there until 5 in the morning. He says, you can sleep on the plane on the way back. We were like, we're worn out. That was in Mendoza, Argentina, yeah.
Well, you'd have to learn tango if you're in Argentina. So I've done a little bit of salsa, but just enough to pretend like I don't know how to salsa. But So anyway.
My heels wouldn't look good doing that.
Hey, Danny, is there an admission to get in?
Absolutely not. It's all free. It's all part of it.
Really?
But, yeah, so there's going to be plenty of, like I say, plenty of food and some beverages as well. We'll have with our friends from down there, so we're good.
Cool.
And again, where is it?
It's going to be Cathedral Square. Okay. We'll be set up in Cathedral Square. We'll be, I think, starting about 4:30, 5 o'clock, and that lasts till 9 or 10.
So. This isn't a pre-qualifier for anything with the World Food Championship.
No, this doesn't have anything to do with World Food. We are doing, now that you mentioned that, on the next day, Saturday, is the Fairhope Gumbo Festival contest, and that is a world qualifying for next year's World.
Gene Fox and I won that the first year.
Well, there you go. So that'll be a great.
You know, you can just about find something to do every weekend
time,
in our area.
All the time. But all right, folks, it's time to go on break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more with Danny. But give us a call or text it if you have a question for Danny or me or whoever. At 251-343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club text in line.
Mobile Bay, magnolia blossom, cool summer nights, warm rolling sea, and all my dreams, somewhere I'd lost them. Mobile Bay, magnolia leaves, sweet Rosalie. The sun was barely coming up on the wrong side of Chicago, and I was cold and hungry, and all the wine was gone. People passed and pointed, said, "There's another wino." They didn't know that one more time my dreams would take me home. Back to Mobile Bay, magnolia.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Billy Stitt with Billy Small Batch Bacon, and I'm here from Old 27 Grill on the Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Love me some Billy's bacon.
Absolutely.
And the pork belly, too.
I guess serenaded, so.
Do they still do that?
Yeah, well, that's where
that's where it started.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, you were going to tell us about your shirt before the break.
Oh, my shirt.
A melted
those
provolone.
Can see it, this is, of course, you know, we sign out with provolone. But this is a cheddar cheese colored. And I'm going to be judging the, what's it called?
Grilled cheese. Contest.
The grilled cheese. I've got it right
because
here.
Because the cheese is running down your shirt.
The grilled cheese. Also, it doubles as a Halloween shirt, don't you think? I think it does.
Maybe.
Or if you're going to a Striper concert.
I don't think so. Anyway.
Yellow and Black Attack?
Yeah, the grilled cheese meltdown, which is Thursday night, which I will be a judge at that. I don't know if we're supposed to.
How do you judge grilled cheese?
With your palate?
No, is it grilled cheese sandwiches or just grilled cheese?
All different types. You got to use your imagination.
When and where is that going to be?
It's going to be at Cathedral Square Thursday night. I got to be there at 5, so.
And for the visitors, it's on Dauphin Street, a couple of blocks west of Bienville Square.
Right in front of the cathedral. Right in front of the cathedral. between the cathedral and the Heroes.
Well, that worked out well, didn't it?
Boy, there's two landmarks.
Yep, it is. So anyway, yeah. And if you want to get one of these shirts, it's $50.
What, the ones out of your closet?
Dude, the one he's wearing.
Oh. I'll autograph it for you. Anyway. I'll say the shirt. I won't give you the shirt off my back, but I'll say the shirt off my back.
That'll work.
So anyway, all right, Danny. What you got? Some other things there for us, don't you?
Well, yeah. I'll just mention a couple that we're gonna have. Again, it's not gonna be traditional. We're not serving tacos, but like Mexican shrimp ceviches and flan and some macaroons and different desserts. So the food items are gonna be great. But we're also, this is art work, like you talked about. So we're involving the restaurants, well, mainly the bars in the area, because we're running. We're actually going to have a cocktail contest. We're asking each of the participating bars downtown to come up with their best Latin inspired cocktail. So they'll come up with why they think it's what's going into it, why it's a Latin, what's inspired it, whether it's a pisco sour from Chile, which there's an argument as to who actually started the pisco sours, but it's just like everything else, they are.
Oh, what about Cuban? You gonna have any Cuban style anything there?
We don't have any Cuban representatives there, but if somebody wants to do a Cuban drink, I would have
thought somebody would have stepped up.
Yeah.
That's down there.
I just lost something.
Yeah, I just lost our headphones there.
I lost mine, too.
So I don't know. Does that mean they can still hear us or not? I don't know.
We can still hear.
Okay. It still hurts, but
okay.
But anyway.
So we're going to do – so we'll run this contest a couple weeks in advance. We're starting it next week. Mm-hmm. And we want to – and so we'll be publicizing who's participating.
Yeah.
And we'll encourage the crowds to go out and try these different drinks as well and see what they can come up with. So it should be fun. We did a little bit last year, had some interesting drinks, and so this should be good. And then we'll announce the winner on Friday night, October 14th, which is when our Mobile Latin Fest is.
Well, you know, last year – I don't know how I got stuck at the other end of the street, and I never made it down to Cathedral Square that night to watch and observe.
Yeah, so we've got some great live music, and one of the things. So a lot of the music will be in Spanish, but we're also going to be featuring Spanish songs, but in English. So we'll have the Ricky Ricardo's and all those things where they sing in English as well. There'll be, but you know, they're the whole realm of English speaking Latin singers as well. So it'll be a little bit of something for everybody. Again, that's the whole premise behind Latin Fest, is to bring the community together to celebrate all of our heritage,
share some culture.
Board. Yeah,
yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
So. And, you know, last year we had – there was a huge crowd. It was 20,000 people, which was the largest art walk they'd had. And so, we're not taking credit for all 20,000, but a couple of them turned out because of Latin Fest. And so we're expecting another big crowd. We've got a wonderful list of sponsors. And like I said, we got a dozen different food vendors that are going to be there. So it should be a great time. So.
Well, I'm looking forward to it because I think everybody's going to be dressing up for Halloween during that night.
The city had their part on the art walk side of it is they've got some kind of costume thing.
Yeah.
I don't have the city's information in front of me, but they've been a great help and partner in putting this thing on. So I want to give them kudos as well because we got a list of sponsors that we'll be thanking throughout the evening as well.
Cool.
Yeah. So anyway,
well, if you think that there's nothing to do in Mobile, Alabama, or surrounding area, you're wrong. There's so much to do around here. And it ain't enough of me to go. I know I'm looking forward to going to the Honeybee Festival next month over in Robertsdale.
Oh yeah,
never been, but I'm gonna go.
That could be interesting. Yeah,
it could be.
Yeah. So, like I said, we've got the Saturday after the art walk, art walk and Latin Fest, then we'll be judging the Fairhope Gumbo Contest, which is going to be another great contest. And they do serve some wonderful gumbo.
Let me tell you what, that year that me and Gene Fox did it, do you know what it was like down in the 30s?
It's good gumbo weather.
Yeah.
But we had to get up at like 3 or 4 in the morning, and it was freezing, but we won.
Yeah.
So, it warmed up about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. It finally got warm. But.
So Jennifer Botford wasn't there?
No, this was totally different. Totally different over in Fairhope. And
I've heard give the regular people a chance now.
Do you suppose you can get green gumbo, too?
Gumbo's so what? Herbs? Yeah, that's the gumbo's herbs.
I guess it is what it's called.
That's not Dr. Seuss gumbo.
Yeah, they cook whatever kind of gumbo they want. There's a whole variety of them, and it's all very good.
And so that will be a pre-qualifier.
Yeah, that'll be a qualifier for next year's World Food Champs because the deadline was September 30th was the end for this current year. So I'm sure David will be back on, and we'll talk a little bit about our team for this year going out to Dallas the latter part of November, middle part of November. So So
yeah, I know excited. Roy's been messing with his sandwich.
Roy's fooling around. I will just add a little bit. They added a vegetarian category, and
wow.
So I actually went to Huntsville. We have a team. The city of Huntsville gave away a golden ticket, awarded a golden ticket to a restaurant called the Veggie Restaurant, and so I'm no longer a vegan virgin. I went up there and had a
Between vegetarian.
There is a difference. It's a vegetarian category, but she actually has a vegan restaurant. She's got an interesting concept. I like her approach to it. I had a quote chicken sandwich, which was pretty good.
Chicken sandwich or almost chicken sandwich?
Well, it wasn't. It was a big mushroom thing.
That's okay. It's just the fake meat.
Oh yeah.
That I have issues with.
Yeah, so now I will tell you that the saving grace of that is I also went to the Whistle Stop barbecue event, that KCBS barbecue, that Friday night and Saturday. So I had my chicken wings and all that kind of stuff. So I got my protein fix as well as my vegan fix. But
I eat salad whenever I'm on a vegan fix or vegetarian fix.
Yeah,
so. I try to eat vegetarians, like cows. Cows are vegetarians.
Oh, there you go.
So I try to eat them.
There you go. That'll
work. They're always complaining about the gas they emit. You know, I'm only one man. I can only eat so many cows, you know.
That works. I will, while we're talking about other things, I'll also give a plug for Bob's. I was telling Mike earlier that had some friends that I car sit for while they took the cruise out and picked them up Saturday, and we went over to Bob's and had breakfast, and it was just a great breakfast. They thoroughly mm-hmm. enjoyed it. They felt like she felt like the serving might have been a little bit too much. He didn't. He disagreed. He felt like it was just the right size. So he does
you
not.
Know, I know other people serve breakfast and brunch around town, and I try to drive my car there. But you just have to take your hand off the steering wheel, and it'll drive to Bob's by itself.
Yeah.
Are you driving 2 blocks?
Four, actually.
Well, that's why you got to get to that walking thing you were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, anything else?
Well, no. I mean, I just I'm looking at my notes here. Some of the things that they've got, they're going to have a pastry cream, a torta amore, and I can't pronounce any of this stuff, which is just going to be it's going to be great.
Point at it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a cake of love.
Yeah, well, cake of love. Yeah. So
torta amore.
Right. I think I said it right. You know, it's just going to be some great food down here, Our participating vendors are very excited about it. Of course, we made them provide us some samples. We had to had to curate them ahead of time. So I've had the opportunity to sample some of this stuff ahead of time too. So I know it's going to be excellent food down there. So
well, good, yeah. Good. I'm looking forward to it. Cause I love Art Walk. I love Art Walk, and this makes it even better.
Well, yeah, and I will tell you the committee's been working very hard. We've got a bunch of folks that are involved, and again, this is put on by the Hispanic American Business Society of the Gulf Coast. They'll be doing some fundraising as well. They give out scholarships and that kind of stuff, and they do very well. So anyway,
cool beans.
Yeah. So,
all right. Well, you know, there's some other things going on around town. There's a big burger cook-off going on. And it is a Mobtown Burger Week, and it started yesterday, and it runs through the 8th. And this is just a few places that are participating. Baytown Burger Company, they're doing the Bubba's Texas Clubhouse Sliders. Bob's Downtown Diner, which I was there today, he's doing a Mobillionaire Burger. It takes a little explaining. Of course, Callahan's got the Drunken Pig Burger. That's where I'd expect to get a Drunken Pig Burger at. Uptown Avocado Burger at 5.
Right up your alley, isn't it, Mike?
Juicy Lucy Bagel Burger. That sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. I said, what is this place? Oh, Front Yard Tacos. So I'll tell you some more when we come back, folks. 251-343-0106 is Callahan's Irish Social Club text in line. Alabama, you lose your blues. Sights down there you wanna see, including a brand new Dolphin Island Beach. Mobile, Mobile, Alabama. Mobile, Mobile, Alabama. Mobile, Mobile, Alabama. The place that means the world to me.
on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Billy Stitt with Billy Small Batch Bacon, and I'm here from Old 27 Grill on the Sip and Chew with Mike and Steve.
I don't know. Billy did not give me a check to play him twice.
You know what? Billy's so nice, we did it twice.
That works.
Hey, Mike, you know, I'd like to thank the folks at Bob's Downtown Diner.
Why?
Because they make things wonderful for everyone. 7 days a week, breakfast or lunch.
Mm-hmm.
7 o'clock, if you need a Bloody Mary on Wednesday, they got your back.
I don't, but in case I ever do.
Well,
yes.
No one needs a Bloody Mary at 7 o'clock on Wednesday
needs
morning.
Needs and wants
to. Oh, it's 7 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah. Hey, 7 a.m. somewhere.
I heard a rumor
that
it's the now famous Butch Burger.
It is at Butch Cassidy's Cafe.
Yeah, it is.
Not
now
the
famous.
Soon to be.
No. Yeah, it is the famous. Now famous.
It finally got famous.
Done got there is what it should say.
Our buddy Roy Seaver, who's the mayor of Flowshell Road area.
Yeah.
But we want to thank him especially. And then Lebashon Wine and Tapas Bar over there in Daphne. Right there in the middle of downtown Daphne.
Yeah.
The heart of downtown Daphne.
Yeah.
And that's a cool little area right there because they got so many. It's just like Flowshell. There's so many little restaurants and bars right there together. Yeah. If you walk in one and
you can stagger to the next.
You see your ex-wife you don't want to see, you can go to the next place, you know, or somebody you don't want to look at. Or
then you get to the next one and you see another ex-wife you don't want to see.
Well, who are you talking about?
Not you in particular, because there's 4 or 5 restaurants. You've only got 2 that you couldn't eat at.
Yeah, there we go. I have no problem with.
Yeah, like a Zsa Zsa Gabor. She couldn't eat at any of the restaurants in any city without running into
Or Henry VIII.
he doesn't run into his. Yeah, all his divorces were permanent, and it was still till death did us part.
Yep, and then we want to thank Paul's Sausage and Meats and Wholesale Meats. Love those people.
Sweet
people. And who's those twin brother looking thingies?
Oh, that is Alabama Coasting. That's the folks at Alabama Coasting, and they do all of the, well, you just heard about it. You know what they do.
He just told them. We get it now. So
yeah.
Anyway, what's coming up? I see you got a piece of paper there in front of you.
Yeah, just like the one you've got.
Yeah, and I wanted to bring this up because I've been putting together a couple of commercials for these folks, but there's some words I need some help on.
Yeah, the first one you've got circled, I believe it's pistachio would probably work, and they know what you're talking about. I'm guessing it's probably closer to pasticcio.
Pasticcio?
Yeah, but if you said pistachio, they'd probably get it.
All right. What is the next one?
That is Dolmatas.
And it says Greek meatballs. Is that what
that
is?
No, that's something else.
Yeah. Oh. The Dolmatas, I believe, is the Greek name for stuffed grape leaves.
Okay. And the spinach pie?
That's spanakopita.
Spanakopita.
Yeah, or spanakopita. I said it wrong for like 20 years.
And
then I found out it was spanakopita. Which
I'm going to have to go back and re-record something now.
Yeah, spanakopita.
Can I say something about spinach pie?
Is it in Greek? Because you're struggling so far.
Well, yeah, but earlier this year, we happened to be in Tarpon Springs. I missed going out on the sponge boats, but it's predominantly a Greek town. And so we had lunch there, and that was the first time I'd ever had, a big slice of pie comes out, pie crust, beautiful, but it's green inside.
Yeah, and that is a signature dish. You'll see them a lot at weddings, too, where they wrap it in puff pastry. And it's spinach and feta cheese. It's very simple.
Yeah, but it's really good.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
All right, how about the sandwiches?
Okay, you've got gyros circled.
Gyros.
And like I have said before, there is at least one country on this planet that pronounces it any way you possibly can pronounce
gyros,
it.
Gyros, heroes.
Yeah, there will be some place that pronounces it any of those. Blanket-wise, gyros. That's more Greek. But in the Mediterranean, it's gyros. And that's even for one. It still ends with an S.
Mm-hmm.
You're eating a gyros. And it, like I say, all the different countries have their own little spin on it. Anything close is good enough. And the next one, the souvlaki, that's pretty straightforward. Souvlaki.
Okay.
And
well, let's go down to my favorite part, the desserts.
Oh, yeah. And this is one of the great festival desserts there is. Now, baklava, you said you had no problem with.
Yeah, I like baklava, too.
Yeah. The
But what is the Greek beignets?
Okay, that is lakamades. And folks, that is a beignet on a different level. You start out with the beignet, the fried donut.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get the powdered sugar. We know the powdered sugar, but it's not normal powdered sugar, Mike. It's got cinnamon in it.
Hmm.
Then a drizzle of honey on top of all of that.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm getting so weak in good. The knees over
it
here.
It really is good. You can pronounce soft serve ice cream, right?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Well, all right. What about the
Okay. Those
from the bakery.
Kularakia. Just say twisted cookies and wetty cookies, man. Yeah, what's in parentheses?
That'll work.
Yeah.
And they also
You know who could help with this? Our buddy Alec Naaman.
Yeah.
Never thought of that, but you're right.
Yeah. Alec is he actually helps do a lot of stuff with that church every year. That's the church that he goes to.
And now, they're also going to be bringing up some favorite desserts from Hellas Bakery in Tarpon Springs, Florida. And if you're ever down in the Clearwater, mm-hmm. Palm Harbor, St. Pete area, make it a point to go by Tarpon Springs. It's an interesting place.
Probably got to wait a little while now.
Oh, well, yeah. Give it a week or so.
Well, my son, who lives in that area, said they really had no real damage there.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, listen, and you say, Opa.
Opa.
Okay. What we're talking about, of course, is the Greek festival coming up in a couple of weeks,
yeah.
October 13th through the 16th, first time ever on a Sunday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sunday, 12 to 4, the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church, 50 South Ann Street in Mobile.
That is my favorite festival. And it usually wins. Cajun cook-off is also fantastic.
But, you know, we've got a lot of, judging from the car tags, we've got a lot of new people in Mobile. And I'll bet a lot of them have never been to the Greek Fest.
Yeah.
And it is an experience to behold.
It is just wonderful. It really is.
I kind of like
the
dancers.
On a day like today,
too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On a day like today.
Mm. And when they get that whole lamb leg up there that they've been
grilling
all day.
Oh, they're
going to
be selling some of that, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they just
lamb
slice the lamb.
On a bed of rice.
Oh, yeah.
They used to buy the wine from my company back years ago, and I'm going to tell you, the Greek Fest they had after 9/11 and Katrina, those two were huge. Huge events that because people don't like, Mobile don't like to be, on the Gulf Coast, don't like to be shut in.
Yeah,
that many days, and it was one of their biggest Greek fests ever.
Yeah, and it that was I went in a wheelchair during my recovery. I wanted to go so badly, mm-hmm. but we got to wrap it up, Mike. We're at the end of another show.
Why?
Because we got to go eat lunch.
That means you got to start talking fast,
folks. Get out to support local, be local, buy local. Go by and support these. Try these hamburgers out, these Mob Town burgers.
Go to the festivals.
And go to the festivals. Oh, we got so much to do.
Yeah.
And it's a Halloween coming. Oh, my God.
You'll have that on a Facebook page somewhere? Or
Oh, sure.
Sure.
No, I'm sure there's a Facebook page somewhere with them. Which one are you talking about?
All of them.
Oh, okay.
CityOfMobile.org. I bet they end with
Provolone.
Yeah.
That was sneaky, Mike.
Yeah. I'm glad I figured out what you were doing there at the
A bottle of white, a bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. Get a table near the street,